If not for the big dekuna, lo nishtaya misenayim shal Yisrael, it wouldn't have been left over from the enemies of Yisrael, which is only a nice way of saying it, but really it means no Yisrael would have been left over. Sarah the pullet. There'd be nobody left over from the Eden. In other words, like Rashi says, top Rashi on the right side, shayidehem, because of the big dekuna, makrivin akabonis. That the Kohanim are allowed to bring the kabonis. Mischapana Yisrael, the kabonis make a kapara for Klai Yisrael. So because of the kapara we get from the big dekuna, that's why Klai Yisrael is still alive. But if it wouldn't have been for the schus hakabonis, we would have been all killed out already. That's what called bidei asrod, means we're left over because of the schus of the begodim. We have Yishmael bar Nachmeni Yomar, Devei Rabbi Shimon. He says over the name of Devei Rabbi Shimon, that Tona, they learned like this, that what does it mean, bidei asrod, left over begodim? That means, begodim shegordim oison, when you take these begodim off the loom, after you finish weaving them, kibriyosa mechlehim, it's taken off mamish the way you're supposed to use it. Mamish, a special way of making it. And the marvel, when we make a shirt is, we have a long piece of material, and then we take it and fold it over and sew it together. No, when they made the kalim, the ksainis, the robe on the loom, it was made metchila holy. It was made like a part on top, a part on bottom, and you take it out of the loom, it was a ksainis already. As it was made, kibriyosim, the way you use it, that's the way it was woven. Like Rashi says, kishohoyu choytchin oisim begardim. When you used to pull it off the loom, mitar kliarigosim, hoy oisim kibriyosim chalulim. The robe was mamish made like a hollow. It was holy in the middle. There was a hollow piece in the middle. In other words, the beggar was like in a circle all around him. Kederach levishosim, the same way you wear it. V'loy kishayiri, not like a regular way you weave something. Shetzorach shuv lechotcho lemidas halavush. Blitzvah b'machet. Usually what you do is, you have a flat piece of material, and you cut it down to size, and you fold it over, and that's the way you make a shirt. No, here, the way they wove it, mamash was woven that way. Just a little bit was left over. Mahi, what was this little bit left over? Resh Lakish, Shomer Resh Lakish says, Eilu Masei Machet. This was a little bit left over. If they took the ksonis, let's say, off the loom, there was still a little bit that had to be sewn together. Just a little bit. That had to be sewn together. But everything else, when they took it off the loom, it was already ready to be used. But the more amazing, they have a kashra in you. You're telling me now we left over a little bit to be sewn. I would dash in big dekuna. Ein oisun oisoy maisa machet. You're not allowed to do any sewing on the big dekuna. Elo maisa rig. Only weaving? You're only allowed to weave? You can't sew at all. So how could you say the leftover part of the beggar to be sewn? So my answer is shenemek. What the pasuk says, maase oirig. You have to make the big begodim woven. That's all. Not any song to it. So Amar Abaye says like this: Lo nitzuchor elo lebeis yad shalhem. The chiddush for the beis yad means that the ksoinis, it was made in two parts. They made the robe itself, and then they made the sleeve by itself. And the sleeve they had to sew on to the beggar. That's what was woven. That was sewn on. But about the ikur beggar itself had no sewing to it. Just after they made the ksoinus, they made the sleeve, and the sleeve was sewn on to the beggar. Kiratani would learn like this. Beis yad shel big dekuna. The beis yad, the sleeve of the big dekuna, neregas bifnei yatzma, was woven by itself, v'nedekes im habeggar. And then they sewed it, then they put it together into the regular ksoinus. U'magas ad pisas hayad. And the sleeve reached all the way down until his wrist. That was mamash to the beginning of his hand. That's how far down the sleeve went. Omar Rach from Rabbi Yehuda, Sholosh Aroinois also Betzalel. When Betzalel went to make the Oren, the Psukim say it's supposed to be made out of wood, and it's a piece of Oisim Yofinim Ubachutz. It's supposed to have an inside and outside made from gold. This man Yom Hold, what it meant, inside and outside, means it was like three boxes. The inner box all the way was gold, the middle box was wood, and the outer box was also gold. That's called inside and outside made out of gold. See, all those mamas, three different boxes. And so the middle box, shalates, was made from wood. Tisha, it was 9 tefachim tall. Panimi, the inner one, altogether. Shalzov was also made out of gold. And Shemayin, it was only 8 tefachim high. Chitzayin, the outer box, Asara, was 10 tefachim high. And this is also made out of gold. The Asara Mashu, 10 and a little bit more. For the Mahasthira of Atani, we're looking at Brysa, Echor Asara Mashu, not 10 tefachim, but it was 11 tefachim high. Teretz is Lakasha, because the Psukim say that the Oren was an Amma v'chatzi kamosai, one arm and a half. So 10 tefachim is an arm and a half. How do you Okay. Like Rashi says, really it itself was only 9 tefachim high, because that's called an amr and a half. An amr is 6 tefachim, so 1.5 is 9 tefachim, and then the extra, the 10th tefach, that's to go on top, that's like to cover up the kaparis. The kaparis went on top of the yoren, so this top tefach was like the front, was the covering for the kaparis. That's why it was 10 tefachim tall. Fred Gemara, another bride says, no, it was 10, it was 11, a little bit tall. But Tanya Echor Osir Mashu, that the Orin, this outer box, was 11 tefachim high in a little bit. Lekashim. Hol Kaman Diyom Yesh Be'ub of Tefach, one says that the bottom of it, the thickness of it, was also a tefach. Therefore, the bottom of it had a shalayim, had a bottom to it, which was a tefach thick. So therefore, 10 and 1 makes 11. And Hol Kaman Diyom Ein Be'ub of Tefach, the one that says 10 holds no. The thickness to it didn't have any thickness to it. It was only a mashu, the thickness. And therefore, the bottom had no thickness to it. Therefore, it was enough to have 9 tefachim to have the mach, the amo machza, and the other tefach is for the kaparis. For the Gemara, my mashu, what did they have this extra little bit for? That's the zir. That's like for the crown around it on top. And Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Shloisha zirin hein. There were 3 kelim that had a zir, had a crown around them. Shel mizbeach, the mizbeach had a little crown on top of it. The shel orin, the urin had learning that little gold sticking up on top of a crown around it. Vishal Shulchan, and the Shulchan also had a little crown, gold sticking up on top of it. Moshe so Mizbeach Zocharon. Heis Kuna, that was taken from the Mizbeach, that's Kuna, that went Aaron. Benotli took it. Shel Shulchan, the crown of the Shulchan, Zocha David. That's of Malchus, that David Melech was Zocha too. Benotli he took it. Shel Orin, that is the crown of top of the Orin, that's Adayin Munachu. That's still there. Nobody specially, no special person took it. But rather call Horoitza Likach Yobabikach. Whoever wants to come and learn the Torah has a right to come and learn it. He can become a Talmud Chacham. Shema Torah, maybe you would say if so, Tochesu, maybe this is less, not so Choshev. The other one may be Kuhuna and Malchus is greater than the Kesra of Torah, maybe. Talmud Lermano, Apostle Mishle says, Vi Malachi Yim Leichum. So the Kosh Baruch says, like with me, I'll appoint the kings. In other words, the Kosh Baruch appointed means the Kerech of Torah. That mina melech v'atoru amru mikrazeh. The Torah is saying this pasuk. In other words, come to me and I'll appoint the kings. That the Torah is the more chash of the crown from the other ones. So whoever wants to could come and take this kesset, this crown of Torah, and be zeichet to become a talmid chacham. Rabbi Yochanan Rami. Rabbi Yochanan has to steer in the psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says zer, zor, smash mazor a friend or a stranger. The Karinian zir, and we read it to mean a zir, to mean a crown, something good. So it asks like this, Zocha, if you learn Torah, like Rashi says, Lumad Lishmo Lakaimo, if you learn Torah and you learn Lishmo for the real sake of learning, and you do what you learn, then Nasis Lazir, then for you it's going to be a crown, something good. What about Lazocha? You learn the Torah, but you don't do what you learn, you don't have Yerushimayim, then Zorahimenu. The Torah will become strange to you, means you'll forget it, Rashi says. We have Yechanan Rome, Rabbi Yechanan has another stira. Ksiv, one pasuk says, V'yosisa l'cho oron eitz. It should be made for you. As Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to have to make it himself, it will be made for Moshe Rabbeinu, the oron. Well, Ksiv, another pasuk says, V'yosu aron atashitim. You, Moshe, you should go and make it. So, of course, the stira, does Moshe have to make it, or does other people make it? The Teretz says, on the Smachta Rashi says, that mikan l'talmud chochem. If you have a Talmud Chochem, Shebnei Iroi Mitzuvin Lasis Le Malachtoi. The people living in the city, they should do the work for the Talmud Chochem. Just to say here also, true, the Torah tells Moshe, you go make the urine. But Lamaisa, Smashma, Moshe didn't make it. The people made it for Moshe. That's the pshat. Since he was a Talmud Chochem, the people went and helped him and did his work for him. Then the Pasuk said that Umibayisu Mechus Tzapenu, that the urine should be coated with gold inside and outside. Omar Rav, also in the Smachta from Sposik, the Aaron here means the Talmud Chochem, that we dashim call Talmud Chochem, Shein Toichoi Kaboroi. His inside is not like his outside, and the Talmud Chochem. It's not called the Talmud Chochem. And just like the Aaron had to be coated inside and outside by gold, who within the Talmud Chochem has to be inside like his outside. In other words, you can't be a phony. You can't just show as if you learn like you're a big Talmud Chochem, and privately you do have Averis. Inside, privately you do have Averis. That's no good. That's not called the Talmud Chochem. Inside, you have to be clean just like you are outside. And over Abaya, Vitema Rabba Barula, Nikra Nisoy. He's called somebody that's like hated, disgusting by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Avki Niso Vilelach, if the person was like hated and disgusting, is Shoyser Kamayim, somebody like he drinks water, the Rashi says like he learns a lot of Torah, or Ba'avlo, he still does Averis. If he still does Averis, even if he learns the Torah, that's no good. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yenison, what does the Pasuk say? Lo Maze Mechir, Biyat Ksil, how come a fool has things to sell? Liknois Chochma V'leiv Ein, that he wants to buy Chochma, he doesn't have a heart though. What does that mean? That means Oy Lehem Lesaneim Shaktim Nechachomim. Oy Veh to the people that hate a Talmud Chochem, in other words, people that are not a Yirei Shemayim, Shoyskim B'Torah, that they learn Torah, of a V'ein V'hem Yirei Shemayim, they don't have Yirei Shemayim. But they have to say, you're a fool then, like what are you learning Torah for if you don't have Yirei Shemayim? And Machriz Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Yachnes spoke out, Machriz, he announced, that Chaval al the Lesley, Oy Veh to the people, the Lesley Dart, they don't have a yard. They don't have a backyard. But the Tirol about the Yovid, but they make a fence, a gate around the yard. Like, what are you making the fence around the yard if you don't own the yard? Here also, like the yard itself is the Yerushalayim. If you don't have the Yerushalayim, why are you learning Torah for? And we can't, like the Moshe Shabbos says, that the Oitzer to keep the Torah is Yerushalayim. If you have Yerushalayim, it's good. If not, not. Rashi says, but Tirol the door of it. Rashi, Sha'atara Eino Ela Shar Likones Bar Yerushalayim. The union of learning Torah is in order to come into the Shar to be Yerei Shemayim. L'kach tzorch shetaktem lo Yerei Shemayim. Therefore, before you go to learn Torah, you have to have Yerei Shemayim. What the pshat from learning Torah is, you have to know this is what Hashem wants us to do, and we're going to do what Hashem wants us. And if you don't have Yerei Shemayim, you don't do what Hashem wants you, that's not the Torah. You're better off not learning such a Torah like that, if you're going to come to do the wrong things and learn wrong pshat. Because in order to be a person, to know the Alachon, you have to have Yerei Shemayim, not to have Yol Negiyas, not to want to do this, do that. You have to only know what Hashem wants to do it the right way. But in Ovid Lu Rovel Rabbonin, Omal Lu Rovel Rabbonin, so Rovel told the Rabbonin, but Metusim in Eichlet, when you go away from me, like please, Leitirusun Tarat Gehenim, be careful that you shouldn't be Yerush twice Gehenim. Rashi explains that you could be like your Talmud Chacham, like you're learning Torah in this world. So true, you don't go out to make money, you don't have enough money, you don't enjoy this much money, you don't have that much panosa, like you're working, you're learning Torah. So you don't have that much of Olam Hazeh. But who are if you're not a Yerei Shemayim and you do Averis, so you're not going to have Gan Eden either. You'll have Gehenim in the next world also. So the Gemashul, you'll have two times Gehenim. You're going to have it on this world because you spend your time learning and not doing other things. And you're going to have Gehenim in the next world because you're doing an Averis. So he meant to tell them, you are Talmid Chacham, you are learning Torah, be careful also to have Yerei Shemayim, to make sure you're Mekayim, you do what the Torah says, you do the mitzvahs, and not to do Averis inside. Omer Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, Ma'ed Yichsev, what does the Pasuk say? V'zois ha-Torah she-shom Moshe. This is the Torah that Moshe put, so with Ashton the word Som, Shom, like Sam, just to say it needs like a medicine, a seif. That Zocha, if you learn Torah, Lishmo, and you do the Torah, Nasas Lo Sam Chaim. It's going to be a seif of life, it's going to be a medicine of life for you. Lo Zocha, if you don't learn Torah Lishmo, you don't do what the Torah says, even though you learn it, Nasas Lo Sam Isa. Then just the opposite. The Torah will become poison to you and kill you early. Behind the yellow rubber, this is what Rubber said. To Umen Lo Sama, people that keep the Torah, learn it and keep it, it's a Sama, the Chaya. It's a seif of life, will keep you alive. The loy umen law, people don't work in it. That's not their work. They don't listen to the Torah. They don't do it, even though they learn it. Sama de Musa. For them, it's going to be mamish poison. And Amr Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Rabbi Yonasan Rami, he has a stirim sukkim. See, if one pasuk says, Pekudi Hashem Yisharim Esam Chaleif. People that learn Torah are going to be happy. Or be Yisharim Esam Chaleif. Well, see, another pasuk says, Imroi Hashem Trufa. That the words of Hashem, the Torah is Trufa, like test you. Rashi gives you Yisurim and Gehenim. So it's a stira. Do you get happy from learning Torah or do you get Gehenim from learning Torah? It must be like this. Zocha. If you learn the Torah and you mekayim the Torah, misam chosoy. Then it's good. It's p'kudi Hashem yisor, misam chaleiv. It makes you happy. Loi zocha. But if you learn Torah and you don't do the Torah, you still do averis, sor fosoy. Then if I care, it'll test you that you'll be zecha to Gehenim and you get pain for that. Resh lakashama megufa de kruah nafka. The pasuk itself means like this. Even the pasuk says, im rosh Hashem tzrufa, tzrufa can mean two things. Zoch, if you learn Torah and you do the Torah, surfos l'chaim, it'll test you, and you pass the test, you'll be zoch l'chaim for life. Loi zoch, if you didn't pass the test, like you're not listening to the Torah, surfos l'misa, then because of that, you'll get misa. You'll also die. The pasuk says, Yiras Hashem Torah. I met this lad. If you have Yiras Hashem, you're afraid of Hashem, it should be the Torah, should be pure. What does that mean? Omer Rabbi Chanina, Zeh Aloy Metorah B'Tayra. You should learn Torah B'Tayra. Rashi means Noki for Averas. Don't think about Hirurei Avera. Don't think about Znus. Mahi, how do you learn Torah B'Tayra? That means Noisa Isha, first get married, V'yechakach Loy Metorah, then you learn Torah. In other words, take away your Taiva for Znus from Noshim, get married, and then you'll be able to learn Torah B'Tayra. That's what this Gemara said. That Yiras Hashem Torah Hamedes Lad. Like, learn Torah B'Tayra means get married first, and then learn Torah. And the Miri asked that other Gemaras are not, that other Gemaras say, how could you get married right away? It says, Loshen of Rechayim B'Tzavorah V'Yasek B'Tayra. You're going to have a millstone around your neck, and you're going to have to learn Torah. You're going to have to have an old business of taking care of the house, of making a panosa. You're not going to have time to learn. So other Gemaras are much the other way. First learn Torah, and then you get married. And yet the Gemara says, no, first get married, and then learn Torah. So Miri explains, it depends what type of wife you have, or what the times are. If your wife and the times are that your wife will make the panosa, she'll let you sit and learn. That's this Gemara here. So rather than, as you as Hashem Torah, you should get married first as early as possible, and then you sit down and learn Torah, you'll still be able to learn. She'll take care of you, and you won't have a hurim, you won't think about other ladies, because you have your wife. That's the best eitzim. But allude to the times is that the wife doesn't make the panosam, and she's not going to let you learn. And if you get married now, you're going to have the oil of getting panosam. Then that's the other Gemara Kedushin. That's Kedai to first learn Torah, and then you get married later. The Pasuk says, Eidus Hashem Nemona. That learning Torah Hashem is Eidus. There's an Eidus here. They're coming to tell upon you. The Amr Rabbi Chiyah Baraba, Nemona hi leheyed v'lem deho. That the Torah is always truth to say over, tell exactly what happened to the people that are learning it. In other words, if you learn the Torah and you do the Torah, it's going to test upon you that you did it. And if you don't do the Torah, you do Averis, then the learning of the Torah is going to be like you had before. The whole thing, some of us, is going to come and testify you in front of Hashem to say, this is the Eidus, that you do Averis. The Pasuk says now by the Big Day Kuna, Maisa Roikim and Maisa Choshev. The two different sukkim, it says how you make the begodim. Either Roikim or Choshev. What do the two things mean? Is Amri Ablaza. It's the same thing. They used to weave the begodim. So choshvim means first you make an outline, like first you draw the picture on the material, and then roikmin. Then you go and weave it around the outline. That's called maisa roikim, you wove it, and maisa choshvim over the outline that you draw. Has first draw the picture with a pen, like with tzval rashes, with paint, and then you'll weave it over it. Tona mishmei the Rebbe Nechemiah, he was a little bit different. That roikim means maisa machet. Roikim means we're using like a needle. You're sewing it. Lefikach parts of echad. It's a weaving, but it's a woven only on one side. One side woven means on one side of the material can you make a picture. But it doesn't come out to be the picture on the other side also. Mashenkin choshev means maisa erig, a type of a weaving that lefikach shnei patsufos. You can have a weaving here that on both sides of the material you have the picture. That's a special type of weaving. When you use the loom, you can pick it up like in between and make two sides of the material. You can have even two different types of pictures if you want. That's the inyan of choshev. Choshev means a more starker type of weaving that has two sides. So Rashi says, choshev my cervix, sheish lo yiriya shtey kira, sheish shtey tzu, sheish lo yiriya shtey tzu, we'll stop here. You were holding daf ayin beis and mebeis, the bottom gemara. The Mishnah says be'elu nisholin biurim v'tumim. He's the kohen gadol when he asked biurim v'tumim, he has to be wearing his eight begodim, the special eight begodim for the kohen gadol. The Gemara says ki yosi ravdimi oma when ravdimi came and said over that begodim she kohen gadol mishamash behen, he's the special eight begodim that a kohen gadol wears when he does the avodah. You should know, Meshuach Melchoma Mishamish Behen. The Meshuach Melchoma means the special kohen that's appointed to go by the Melchoma when they have a fight, when they have a Melchoma, a war. The Torah says there should be a special kohen that goes there and gives them Divrei Chizik. That's called the Meshuach Melchoma. So the Meshuach Melchoma, since he's appointed, he also has halacha to use the eight begodim. So Rashi learns it means Meshuach Melchoma. Koyin shemashchu al melchama ledaber divrei marochei melchama. To talk about the yonam of the melchama, shenema v'nigash akoyin v'divrei alom. Yes, meshamash ben in bo la'avoy the beis hamidosh loyvesh ches begodim. When this koyin not Peshat is doing the Muhammad, the fighting, but even later, when he comes into the Beis Hamikdash to do the Avodah, he has to wear 8 Pagodim like a Kohen Gadol. That was Rav Dini's Chiddush, that the Meshuach Muhammad also has to wear 8 Pagodim. Right. Even when he's not Muhammad. Once he was appointed at one time to be the Kohen Meshuach Muhammad, he has this Chshivas of a Kohen Meshuach Muhammad, that when he does the Avodah throughout the year, he has to wear 8 Pagodim like a Kohen Gadol. Right. Shinema, the Pasuk says, that the begodim of the Aaron, which is the Kohen Gadol, should be to his children after him. That we dash in, Lemi Shabo Bigdul Acharov. Hey, somebody else, even when Aaron is still alive, not only after his mace, that his son takes over to be the Kohen Gadol, but Mashmi, even when the Kohen Gadol is alive, still there's an Indian that Lemi Shabo Bigdul Acharov, the one that becomes second in charge, another kohen that's appointed to be something special, he also has to use these 8 begodim. That's Rav Dini's drasha. Now the pasuk says, "Hey, so big the akoinish asher liyaron yil abon of acharov, even when he's alive." And we dash the means of some other kohen takes another high position, like the kohen meshuach mechamam, he also has to wear 8 begodim. And Rashi says, "Yil abon of acharov." Hi Achrov Kroy Yiseru, it's an extra postic really. Lemedrish bought to say this Joshua that Kol Gedulois, Neheges Bizaroi Achrov, or Meshuch Muhammad Gedulhi. Any type of something you point to special, you have the din of like a Kohen Gadol to wear his 8 Pagodim. That's Rav Dimi's Chiddush. So Mari asked the Kasha, Moser Ravada Barava, Fiyamri Law, and some say Kedi, somebody else asked the question, that if so, if like Rav Dimi, Yochol Yehei, I would think that the son of a Meshuach Muhammad, let's say when the father dies, the Kohen that was appointed to be the Meshuach Muhammad, and he dies. So I would think maybe the halacha should be that his child, his son, should take over after him, is Tachtov. In the same way the halacha is when a Kohen Gadol is Nifter, or the way the Rambam says, anytime somebody has a chshivas, appointed something special in Klal Yisrael, a melech or a kohen gadol, the lacher is usually his child. If he's roi v'kach, if he's at that quotas, he could take over him, he's first to take over. So just like by a kohen gadol, when he's mace, his son takes over, if he's roi, if he's a mamala makam. So the Brisa says, I would think the same thing should be by a meshuach mechamah. When the kohen dies, maybe his son should take over this chshivas also.